Is gladness the same as thankfulness? In the chant where it's translated as gladness, actually there's a couple places where gladness is sometimes used. And this is a problem with translations, and there are different translations are used for different words, and it can be confusing sometimes. But generally, the what's translated as gladness is, say, in the Brahma-viharas, one of the translations they use is for gladness is from mudita, which is more like appreciative joy, sympathetic joy. Delighting in the goodness, success of others. So that's not quite the same as thankfulness. And another word that is sometimes translated as gladness comes in that there's I can't remember when I read it out. I think it was this morning with the suttas were, it might have been yesterday. But it was from a reading where there's, through the recollection of Dhamma, then there's a gladness arises. And then because of the gladness, then there's a joy arises. With joy, then there's tranquility. Tranquility, happiness. Happiness, concentration. But that quality of gladness is from the Pali, which is pamoja, and that's like a feeling of well-being, a kind of delight. Sense of you know, feeling good about something that can arise. Oftentimes, the causal conditions in those sequences are a bit different. It's reflecting on virtue and the sense of non-remorse. Then there's a feeling of gladness arising. Reflecting on Dhamma, reflecting on the teachings, the kind of the truth of the teachings. Then a gladness arises. A sort of gladness, satisfaction. Oh, wow! This is really true. Having faith or confidence arising. So there's a pamoja. Whereas thankfulness is more like, let's say, one of the words that is, let's say, a gratitude. Which is in Pali is like katanyu, and that feeling of thankfulness, appreciation, gratitude. So it's a different quality to it. So that those that word gladness is used in a couple different ways.